Now let's shift gears to what are called pre-attentive processes. What does it mean to be pre-attentive? You don't have to think about it consciously. You don't have to make a conscious effort to be able to see it. And sort of the proof, the litmus test for it is, if you can, actually I'm getting ahead of myself, but the thing to keep in mind here is, in terms of pre-attentive properties, when we focus on something, our eye movements takes at least 200 milliseconds to perform. So that limits how much we can see in a certain amount of time. So if I show you something only for 200 milliseconds, there is no way that you can move your eye around the visual scenes to take multiple snapshots shots and stitch them all together and then get the complete picture. You have no chance. You can only look at one thing, and by the time your eye wants to move to a new location, the thing is already gone if I only keep it for 200 milliseconds. And we'll look at some examples and you can play with it, and it's actually quite fun to do. Now, pre-attentive properties are very important for visualization. If we can design them where there are pre-attentive properties that we can leverage, the desktop, this is very good, because they're being perceived immediately. But there's also a downside, is if we have unintended pop-out effects or pre-attentive properties, we can mislead the viewer, because they're going to be grabbed, they will grab them, they will lead their perception.